Welcome to Torah Dimecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Hindi Mendelowitz. Today we'll be studying Sefer Tehillim, Perek Kuf Chaf Bet, that's chapter 122. It's a chapter that's thrilling. It's a chapter of David HaMelech, the king, the servant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whose burning desire always was to build the Beit HaMikdash, to welcome the Shechina of HaKadosh Baruch Hu into Yerushalayim. That desire was denied to David in his lifetime, but he dedicated himself to preparing everything that would be needed so that his son, who would follow after him, could build this structure. Not only did he prepare the supplies, the funding, the plans, David HaMelech composed a song, our Perek 122, to be sung at the inauguration of the Beit HaMikdash that his son would build. And it begins, Pasuk Aleph, verse 1. Shir ha-ma'alos le-David. Samachti be-omrim li, beis Hashem ne-lech. Rashi points out in the personal life of David HaMelech, there were those in his lifetime who could be heard saying out loud, excuse me, when will this Zakein die? When will this old king die? So his son can rule already, and so we can build the Beit HaMikdash. Hearing these words, says David, samachti. I did not feel betrayed. I did not feel offended. I did not feel hurt. I was overjoyed that the Jews wished to see this bayit built. The Radak extends this song to be the voice of the Jews in exile, dreaming of streaming back to Yerushalayim for the Aliyah LeRegel, for the journey to Yerushalayim on the Shalosh Regalim. And the joy, as each said to each other, Samachni bi'omrim li, Bes Hashem ne'lech, let us go to the house of God. Pasuk bet, Omdot hayu raglenu, bish'arayich Yerushalayim. And again, Omdot hayu raglenu, the streams, the millions of Jews from all corners of the land, who would be flocking towards Yerushalayim, jamming there in the gates of the city. However, of course, Samachti. There was no grumbling. There was no getting irritated by the lines. There was no one pushing his way forward. There was the joy of all Jews as they pointed themselves in one common direction to stand in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this beautiful city. Further, Omdot Hayu Raglenu, as Rashi points out, David HaMelech was a king who led his nation in many wars against the surrounding neighboring nations. As such, Omdot Hayu Raglenu, the fact that our feet were steady in Milchama, the fact that we had the victories we did on the battlefield, said David, we always knew was because of She'arayich Yerushalayim, because of those Jews within the walls of Yerushalayim who would sit and learn Torah with dedication, with their spiritual merit protecting the soldiers on the battlefield. Further, says Rav Vidal HaTzarfati, Omdot Hayu Raglenu, in my life, once I came home already from Yerushalayim, as a Jew who was Ola Regal, a Jew could stand firm, could withstand any challenge, felt fortified by the three times a year that he went up to Yerushalayim, where after he had been in She'arayich Yerushalayim, that gave him the strength, the fortitude, the inner confidence spiritually to stand firm throughout the other months of the year. David then goes on in this perek to speak of three very unique elements of the beauty, of the preciousness, of what this city is to us as Jewish people. I have to throw in, here I am recording this this perek in the city of Yerushalayim, where I'm zocha to live, and it's one that has to stir our hearts. It's one wherever we are, we thousands of women spending some time today to learn a perek in Tehillim. It's the thrill of Yerushalayim that was, but in David's mind and in our own as well, the thrill of Yerushalayim that will be. We start with Yerushalayim habnuya, ki'ir shechubra layachdav. The city of Yerushalayim built up is like a city that is united together. And the Mefarshim speak of the different levels on which we find this factor of uniting, of tying together within the city of Yerushalayim. Pointed out that in the language of Lashon HaKodesh, whenever we find a word that ends with this ayim suffix, again, excuse me, and I'm sorry, with this ayim suffix, it always indicates a pair. Oznayim is two ears. Raglayim is two feet. Yadayim are two hands. Na'alayim, a pair of shoes. Yerushalayim is a pair of what? What is the set of two over here? Who is the couple? On one hand, it is recorded, and quoting from Chazal in Masechet Tanit, Daf Hey, Yesh Yerushalayim habnuya bashamayim, va'atida Yerushalayim shalmata liyot kmota. There is a concept called Yerushalayim shalmala, the paradigm of Yerushalayim that exists in Shemayim, that on some spiritual level represents the potential that Yerushalayim can be. Yerushalayim shalmata, Yerushalayim down below, the physical city that we see, that in our day and age many of us are privileged to walk through, many of us are privileged to actually call home, many of us are privileged to yearn for it to be home and try to make that a reality. This is a city that is modeled after, that is tied or connected to Yerushalayim Shalmala. So this geographical location called Yerushalayim is not just a spot on the map, but it's actually the integral point that connects this physical world to the upper spiritual world. Point one. And of course, it's the yearning over here, Yerushalayim Habnuya, the yearning, as the Radak points out, that the built city of Yerushalayim will not just be a city with a municipality, with a light rail and garbage collection and a functioning infrastructure, but it's the city like Yerushalayim Shalmala that will reflect the Shechina of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Further, says Rabbeinu Yonah, Yerushalayim is the city that was built to unite all of Klal Yisrael, who would gather there at least three times a year for the Aliyah LeRegel, for the pilgrimage on the three important holidays in which they all joined together. And so again, Yerushalayim becomes the city that unites all Jews. I have to share here a beautiful thought from the Vilna Gaon, which is, we don't have the Beit HaMikdash as the focal point. We don't have the Aliyah LeRegel. But even in this day of Chorban, Yerushalayim still is that place that unites all Jews. The Vilna Gaon makes the point of the halacha, where Jews in every place in the world face towards Yerushalayim when we daven. He says that when every Jew faces towards Yerushalayim b'tfilah, in davening, in prayer, that means that all Jews are facing in the same direction. And it's the zchut, the merit of that achdut, of that unity, of every Jew facing in the same direction at the same time, that becomes a merit that is potent enough to cause that our tefillot will be accepted more willingly by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that even now, when we don't have the Beit HaMikdash, the place where it was, Yerushalayim, is still a uniting focal point for Jews everywhere in the world. Next point. Shesham alu shvatim, shifteka edus liYisrael, lehodos l'shem Hashem. Here again, speaking of Eidus Yisrael, the mitzvah of the Aliyah LeRegel. And over here, the subject or the focus of the pasuk is not the city of Yerushalayim, but it is the people, Klal Yisrael, the nation, who flock to Yerushalayim. Where we are referred to here as Shiftei Ka. The name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, called Ka, spelled Yud-Hei, always refers to, again, the name of Hashem. And there's a reference here by Chazal to the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Me'id, testified to the purity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When Klal Yisrael were enslaved in Yerushalayim, in Mitzrayim, for those 210 years, there were those who scoffed and said that the Jews who came out of Mitzrayim were an illegitimate bunch of mixed race, of Jews who certainly had mingled with the Mitzri population and were not the pure descendants of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu identifies the Jews in the Torah as Ha-Reuveni, Ha-Shim'oni, attached a hey as a prefix to every karbon and a yud at the end. With the letters yud and hey, HaKadosh Baruch Hu testified that the Jews who came out of Mitzrayim had protected themselves spiritually, never mingled with the Egyptian host nation, and every Jew who came out was pure. Shiftei Ka, Edut LiYisrael. The name Ka, Yud Hei, testifies to the purity of Klal Yisrael. In a reciprocal way, where what we just said, Hashem testifies to the purity of Klal Yisrael, additionally, as the Mitzudot and Radak point out, the Aliyah L'Regel was Klal Yisrael testifying to the presence of the Shechina within the walls of Yerushalayim. The nes that took place, that when millions of Jews flocked into this not very large city, there was no jostling, there were no elbows, and there was nobody who said, there is no room for me here, could you please get out of the way? But rather, all came for one purpose. They did not come for vacation. They did not come to just see the sights. They came, lehodos l'shem Hashem. And they thanked Hashem for the nes of the city that he had given to them, which was a place for them to drink in the Shechina that was found there. A further point, Pasuk Hey. Ki shama yashvu chisos l'mishpat, chisos l'veis David. Not only is Yerushalayim the joining point, the nexus of the spiritual upper world and the physical lower world that we live in. Not only is it the city that unites all of Klal Yisrael. Yerushalayim is also the seat of Mishpat. It is also the place where justice is determined because of the Sanhedrin and the king who had their places of justice, the Beit Din of the Sanhedrin, the royal throne of the king from which he dispensed justice. Both these were mouthpieces to bring forth the mishpat, the justice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and paskin, and determine what was truth for the rest of Klal Yisrael. And so the third element here of the beauty of Yerushalayim is Yerushalayim as the place that reflects the mishpat, the pure, straight truth of the justice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Another indication of the Shechina. Beautiful point by Rav Hirsch over here. Ki shama yashvu chisos l'mishpat. The terminology is not sham as the final destination, but the terminology is shama. Not the ultimate goal, but a place on the way. The ultimate goal of a Jew coming to Yerushalayim was not to see the city. The ultimate goal of a Jew in Yerushalayim was to see God. And Yerushalayim was just the staging ground for the actual destination, which was the Dveikut, which was the closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that was enjoyed there. Pasuk Vav, Sha'alu Shlom Yerushalayim, Yishlayu Ohavayach. Seek out the peace of Yerushalayim. As Radak says, beg HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Kibbutz Galiot, for the gathering of all the exiled Jews, because there is no peace for Yerushalayim until every Jew comes home. Yishlayu Ohavayach. And thus, those who dwell in Yerushalayim will be serene. Yehi shalom b'cheilech, shalva b'arminosayich. The Malbim, here in this wish that is given to Yerushalayim, says that we wish upon Yerushalayim for there to be shalom, which is an external peace. There is peace amongst the people outside and around, the peace amongst the Jews who are all flocking to the city. In addition, shalva b'arminosayich, there is an inner peace that we feel within the city of Yerushalayim. Lema'an achai v're'ai, adabra na shalom bach. Lema'an hagolim, for the sake of the exiles, adabra na shalom bach, that they should return to Yerushalayim and live in peace. I'm recording this here in Yerushalayim in these weeks in which we've been zocha, that some of our chatufim have been returning home through the agreement that has recently been established. And again, there's a feeling and a hope that perhaps this is the start of this Yishalom b'cheilech, shalva b'munosayich. L'ma'an achai v're'ai, adabra na shalom bach. L'ma'an beis Hashem Elokeinu. For the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and His house that is in this city, avaksha tov lach. I ask for the peace of Yerushalayim. Again, and the more I speak of it, adabrana, the more I speak of the shalom, the more I am inspired to bring about the shalom. there are these concentric circles where there's the inner peace that I bring amongst myself, within myself, which will then hopefully lead to a peace between myself and those around me, where I'll seek out the peace of all others. And then there is the prayer that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring the peace that we so yearn amongst Yerushalayim and all those who surround it. This is the song of David as he yearned for Yerushalayim and the Beit HaMikdash. It's the song of the city that unites us with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with the Shechina, unites every Jew with every other Jew, unites each of us with our own inner deepest self. May we be zocha to find that peace and to find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has elevated this city to a place of deep, lasting peace. Thank you for studying L'Ilei Nishmot Helen Moskovitz and Fanny Lehman. Their legendary kindness supported hundreds of World War II Shevet HaPleita. Their profound connection to Tehillim is inspirational to this day. Sponsored by their grandchildren, Yitzchak and Barbie Lehman Siegel. Thank you.